suppose we should take a moment and put to bed another sports season, especially since it's a sport that we broadcast on WSDW. Disappointing last night, certainly, for Michigan in the NCAA tournament, losing to Villanova.
I couldn't make a free throw. I mean, the free throw shooting was dismal.
The shooting itself was just dismal.
Yeah, that was bad. And was it Abate or whatever his name is? Just couldn't keep his hand on the ball. I mean, he turned over the ball a number of times.
Diabate. He was having trouble. But it seemed like they just couldn't make layups, and they were having trouble with the layups for some reason. It was I liked what the announcer on TV said last night. It just seemed like the basket was smaller for Michigan. It was amazing. They were getting great looks. They were. I mean, it wasn't. I thought they played a great, good game defensively. They did all right. They just could not hit their shots. And like Dave said, missing those free throws too. I mean, that's just
Up until halftime, they were looking halfway decent. And then at the second half, gee, couldn't buy a bucket sometimes.
I think that was what was frustrating was that they were only down by a couple points there going into the half. And Michigan sometimes likes to really turn up its game in the second half. At least that's what it did in the first two rounds of the tournament. But this was the Michigan Wolverines team that many fans had seen throughout the year. Just so much inconsistency. One game, you'd say, all right, here it is. This is where the team that everybody expected all year long. And then all of a sudden the next game, they would turn in a dud like they did last night.
Well, one thing that bothered me a little bit, and no one brought any attention to it, one of our guys hit a couple of threes back-to-back. They tightened it up. And then a play away from the ball, one of the big Villanova guys put a shoulder into our player's head and knocked him to the floor. And he was the one who was, getting the three pointers. Yep. And I thought, was that intentional to take him out so he wouldn't have another couple more threes?
That was Eli Brooks, by the way. I'll tell you, I don't know. It looked like to me, I think the foul, they called a foul on the play, good.
Yeah.
It was kind of more of a moving screen. That's kind of how I looked at it. I don't know if it was. Obviously he wanted to put a body on Eli Brooks, the Wildcat, but I don't
shoulder
know.
To the head is a pretty good body. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but at the same time, Michigan, if I were Juwan Howard, I'd just blame myself, but blame the team and just say, hey.
They've got to step it up.
They had to execute, and they just didn't.
And if they got past that one, they probably wouldn't have gotten beyond too much further down toward the Final Four.
Well, or maybe they would have.
Maybe. You never know. Maybe.
If they got their act together. Who's the other team?
Arizona.
Arizona, thank you.
Michigan would be playing the next round against Houston.
Yeah, I was surprised to see the Zags got knocked out.
Yeah, Zags are out. Yeah, so only one more number one seed left.
As much as we're lamenting what happened to Michigan.
Yeah.
those fans.
Yep.
It was a fun season, though, as it always is, to have the broadcast that can come forth. It's just that at some point it ends. You wish it would have ended the first Monday in April, but...
Well, and you know what? That being said, though, where this team was just a few weeks ago, I think if you would have told Michigan fans, hey, they're going to reach the Sweet 16, they would have taken it.
They've been very happy. You're right. Because we were wondering if they were going to get into the tournament at all.
Right. There were many thinking they were going to get in that play-in game or something like that. And of course, after the incident that happened in Wisconsin, it just was everything was looking pretty bleak there for the Wolverines. So, yeah, I'd say all in all, they'll take it.
Mm-hmm. Not a bad season.
Yeah, we'll put it in a
young,
pretty good
young team.
Although I think we've seen the last of Hunter Dickinson.
Probably saw the last of Hunter Dickinson.
I can't imagine him not going pro.
I did not begrudge a young man for leaving when you have teams out there telling you, hey, we'll pay you millions of dollars.
And you're playing at the top of your game, and you're just dominating. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
Well, we'll find out, obviously, as we'll go through summer and back into the fall before eventually Michigan basketball arrives once again with WSGW. But for now, last night was it.
Yeah.
Now, having said that, just a couple of more sports notes, because I was just looking. You know, after the Second House Spirit played last night, there's only 10 games left in that season.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Wings... And I'd forgotten that because of the Olympics and some rescheduling, they're playing through April.
Yeah.
Do you know the Red Wings are scheduled to play 15 games in April alone?
Wow.
There's only 30 days in April, folks. What a grind that is going to be. There's still even a couple of games left here in March.
Especially since the Wings are pretty much done here for the year, and it's going to be tough for the players.
And I haven't looked at the rest of the schedules, but I'm sure the other NHL teams are in the same boat.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
But can you imagine some of those teams who are going to be advancing to the playoffs? And whew,
it's going to be tough.
They've got some hockey ahead to get to the Stanley Cup Finals. But yeah, 15 games, so we've got Red Wings hockey still left. And am I looking correctly, Pat Johnston, at the calendar?
Uh-huh.
2 weeks from today?
Yes.
Opening day for our Detroit Tigers.
Hey.
That's right.
Bring it on.
And this will be a better opener than, if there's anything at least that the lockout did, it means that we don't have to open out in Seattle at 9:50 at night.
Yeah, right.
At least we're open. We're hoping to have a good day at home on April the 8th, that the weather will be okay as well. It'll be a home opener.
Yeah, exactly. It will be. And that's when baseball should start anyway, is in April.
Well, the Loons are starting like the 4th or something like that, aren't they?
Yep, they're getting the 4th. Actually, is it the 4th or are they on the 8th as maybe well?
Are they also the 8th?
Hmm.
You got the schedule right there.
8th. Yeah. Oh,
they're
okay.
On the 8th as well, so they're both starting on the same day.
Hmm.
And, in fact, we're looking forward to, as much as we're looking forward to the Detroit Tigers baseball, we'll be looking forward to having a nice relationship with our Great Lakes Loons this year, too. That'll be starting very soon, and we'll explain more of that when the relationship officially begins.
I think I saw the weather forecast for April the 8th in Detroit. Of course, the projections.
Wow, 2 weeks out?
Yeah, 2 weeks out. The projections, yeah. Oh, yeah. They do it. They already have the models out there, so we'll see. Of course, that can all change, but it's at around 55 degrees.
Ooh. Oh, man. Hey.
I think fans would take that.
Yeah, exactly.
Take that.
So, but we'll see. We'll see. It's still 2 weeks away.
Anyone remember last year's opening day in Detroit?
Snow, right? Wasn't that right. Miguel Cabrera hit the home run?
Yes.
Cabrera's home run that went through the snow and nobody could see it?
Yep.
Yes, exactly right.